Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. It's Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 109.
Ow!
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason. We're going to have a bang-up podcast this week.
Bang-up.
And we got a kick-ass weekend coming up, too, so we're going to talk all about it. Gosh, kick it off, man. The good news.
Oh, yeah. This just came out. Oh, God. We talked about this a month ago.
But yeah.
It's just starting to hit the news now.
Yep.
And that's the Transformers movie to be released October 16th.
Yep, on DVD and HD DVD for all you people who know the real player. But the interesting part is that there is a contest out that has been kind of in the rumor mill, and now it's been confirmed. And we were the first to confirm it. Let me just make that point. Jalopnik.
Okay.
That's right. We scooped you guys 4 days before you released it. So there, take it, Jalopnik. That's right. Right there in our good old-fashioned...
So what's the news that we scooped
about? Oh, yeah. I guess I should stop patting myself on the back now. The news is that when you buy a Transformers DVD, you get a chance to win one of three Bumblebee Camaros.
Ooh. Production.
Yeah.
Camaros.
Yeah, the big thing is, oh, boy, gee, you're going to get out from... No, you're not going to get out of the movie. They're going to take some production Camaros and modify them for the contest.
So do you think they'll be numbered?
Yeah, one through three.
I just had to throw that out there.
I know. It's kind of been a big deal. A lot of people are really excited about this. Obviously, Chris, you and I were excited about the DVD coming out because it was a stellar movie.
And it's coming out in HD, the format that both you and I are supporting.
It's our format of choice.
Through our Xbox 360s.
That's right. Where we play like Forza Motorsport, which everybody knows is the greatest racing game on the face of the planet. Although here, Project Gotham Racing 4 is pretty good. And there is a Camaro in that, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't gotten my hands on that one yet.
Huh.
Maybe we'll have to give it a shot one of these
days.
But mark October 16th. It's a Tuesday. Head over to your Best Buy or whatever, wherever you get your DVDs.
Yeah, and Amazon.
Amazon. Use our link.
Yep. Cool. Excellent.
And that is that. That news about the contest has been confirmed by John Fitzpatrick, a good friend of ours, and he's the current Camaro marketing manager.
Yeah,
excellent guy, good guy to know. So,
cool.
Some
other news got spilled out this past week as well.
That's right.
I think it was Motor Trend who reported this, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Motor Trend or Auto Week, one of them.
We had
an interview with Bob Lutz.
Bob Lutz, yep.
Yeah.
The Camaro will indeed have a B pillar. And for those of you who do not know what the B-pillar is, it's basically the vertical structural support between the driver and passenger front, driver and passenger window and the rear seat side windows.
Right.
We were all hoping that there would not be a B-pillar, but unfortunately there has to be, and the reason why is for weight and safety and meeting EPA requirements and whatnot.
Sure, it's no big deal.
They're going to make it look good because, as we've said before,
right.
They know what we want. They tried to do it. Take my word for it. They tried to make it without it. Just like they tried to make T-tops. They wanted to. They tried to. They just can't. It's just not in the cards with the way that the car is designed, the way the car has to be structurally sound for crash testing and all that junk.
So if the car is going to have B-pillars now, that doesn't mean that it's going to have T-tops?
Is that what you think?
No. I'm just pulling your leg.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Wrong.
All right. Enough of that.
I had to throw that out.
Yeah, me too. No, there will not be T-tops. Sorry.
Never?
Never say never. I mean, you know, a can opener would turn your car into a T-top car.
Yeah.
You want to remove that B-pillar? Get a hacksaw or a sawzall. I'm sure some hot rod shop will be out there to do it. But to meet weight desires, I mean, we don't want it to be a big, fat, heavy car like everybody is assuming it already is going to be.
Sure.
And to meet safety, you know, crash standards, structural rigidity. You don't want a car whose squeaks and rattles because the car torsions like a mother. So, hey, it's got to be there. I believe that they're going to make it look okay.
Hey, works for me. I remember seeing companies out there, too, when the Z06 came out, making them into convertibles.
Yeah, I mean, it can be done.
Sure.
I mean, it's either... It's
people are making their own T-tops on hardtop cars. They've been doing that for years.
Yeah, it's going to cost you one way or another, though. That's the thing. Because if GM were to do it, it'd add a lot more money than most people would imagine to the sticker price.
Yeah. For some reason, this didn't seem as newsworthy to me, looking at it, as it looked on the board. Because it seemed like it caused a lot more, I don't know, disgruntlement.
Yeah. Well, you and I kind of knew about this for a few months.
Well,
but
yeah, I mean,
it didn't.
Still,
we didn't have that impact.
I don't know. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Well, you know, at first,
as people were making it out.
Well, the thing is that I got thinking about it afterwards. Is that a lot of people, you know, there's going to be things about this car that you and I don't like.
Okay,
you know, and
we
don't really need to justify why we don't like it. You know, if you don't like the grill, you don't have to prove to somebody else why you don't. And I kind of realized that about these people, the guys on the board that are saying, "Hey, look, this is crap." You know, one guy says he's going to go buy a Mustang, which ironically has B pillars. Sorry, I just found that funny. You know, but you know, they don't need a reason to like it. If they don't like it, that's cool. They don't like it, but I guess I can't stress enough. I tried to put this in as best terms as I could. The folks in GM, the folks in the Chevrolet design and engineering team, they tried so hard to make T-tops and avoid B-pillars, but they just couldn't do either one.
Mm. Okay.
And so it's kind of a bummer. I think they're going to make it look good. And, hell, I never roll my windows down anyway. I like to cruise stealth mode with my windows tinted and shit. I'm a bad mofo. Rolling in my 5.0.
Well, what do the rest of you guys think out there
who are
listening to this? We would definitely like to hear from you. Call up and let us know.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And that brings us into our next segment, because somebody did have something on their mind, and they gave us a call this week and left us a voicemail. So
cool.
Here it is.
Hey, Chris and Jason. Mario92 from the boards. With the new Camaro coming out, have you guys thought about updating the podcast artwork with the new Camaro? Just figuring it might be appropriate with the new Camaro coming out. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Thanks, guys.
Well, since you mentioned it.
Well, I guess it's about time I got around to doing that. I'm going to assume he saw it on iTunes.
Probably, yeah. That's, you know, if you go to iTunes, you can subscribe right to the podcast right through the store. You click the subscribe button, and every week we release an episode, it automatically gets downloaded to your computer and syncs with your iPod. You take it with you on the road, we're good to go.
Piece of cake, man. Thanks for the voicemail.
Yep.
And, yeah, we'll be definitely updating that. Not to let too much out of the bag here, but Chris and I are in the middle of updating quite a lot these days.
Right.
We got a lot of things we're working on, and that's a good one. That's an easy one. I can fix that pretty quick, so I should probably have that up within a week or so.
Cool.
Thanks for the suggestion, buddy.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that one.
We'll talk about M12.
Yeah, we can talk about M12, because considering it's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know,
my hotel reservations are made.
Mine too.
I am ready to go.
This ought to be a good one. The weather's going to be killer. I guess before we go off on a rant about this, we got to tell everybody what this is about if they haven't heard. Hey, if you're in the Great Lakes, Michigan area or just want to go for a cool drive to Michigan where the weather is going to be interestingly 80 degrees for a cool one-day drag racing event.
Hey, I saw 84 degrees and a low of 64.
Oh, man. This is going to be one of the best weathered Michigan events yet.
In October.
And that's what we're talking about. M12, the Michigan GM event, the 12th annual, I might add.
Yeah.
Like one-day drag racing event open to all GM vehicles. You know, if you got a 69 Camaro or a 2007 Z06, bring it and run it. You could win, you could lose, but it's a good time overall. All the information you need to know is at www.migmevent.com. Yours truly is the host, and Chris kind of hangs out and smokes cigarettes and helps. Killer hotel parties the night before, which is 24 hours from now.
Yeah.
Can't wait. No, heck, less than that. It's tonight.
Yeah.
Party.
Great.
Get to see Jason drunk.
And you got an NX kit you're giving away, too.
Yeah, we're raffling off a lot of cool stuff. I got a lot of Zeno. I got one of the Zeno Ultimate Show Car Protection kits, and also two of the new triplets kits coming out, which are really handy.
What is that?
It's the Killer Show Spray Seal in the black bottle, the ZPC Swirl Remover, I'm going by memory, and the new clear stuff that, where is it? It's usually here on your desk.
No, I put it away.
Did you drink it?
No.
Got a couple of those given away. I had to buy some Camaro Z28.com diecast cars back from one of my dealers to give a couple of those out. Yeah, because I'm out. Oh. I mean, I sold out.
That's too funny. So. You mean you didn't buy them on eBay?
No. I bought them back at the same price I sold them, thankfully.
That's funny.
I got a couple of dealers out there that understood my plight. So Brent Franker sending up some decals to give away.
Nice.
SLP sent up some goodies to give away. They wind up being the third place winners for the bracket in the Quick 16. There's some SLP gift certificates.
Okay.
And a bunch of catalogs. Victory Racing Engines is our title sponsor, and they're going to be having a really nifty presence there. They're going to be bringing a lot of cool cars. They're letting me use their monster pimped out badass golf cart. And got some other sponsors showing up, bringing some twin turbo trucks and things like that. It's going to be a killer event, man, and it's always a good time.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So, like I said, it's MIGMEvent.com. If you want to show up, you don't need a reservation. Just pay at the gate.
Excellent.
That's it. Speaking of diecast.
Yeah.
One last update. I've been showing, I got the prototype of the cars, and I've been showing them to people, and people love them. I think the overall approval is better than the first one.
I think this one's going to be a success.
It's going to be
definitely
a quick sellout and an awesome Christmas present. I am going to be opening up pre-orders and, of course, unveiling it, what it looks like, on October 13th.
Ooh. Okay.
So nice. I'm going to announce it in the site news forum, the first forum on the board. Where to buy? Well, it's pretty simple.
The first person who orders one gets a green machine?
No. But every 25th order does.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Actually, if you just want to keep an eye on midnight Eastern Standard Time, Saturday night of the 13th, for Saturday that is, go to cz28store.com. It'll be there. That's where it's at.
Nice. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What a day. What a week.
Busy day. Busy podcast. Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I guess I got to go head out and pack up for the event.
Yeah. Watch out for the traffic.
Watch out for deer.
Yeah. Watch out for women pulling out in front of you.
Oh, like that bitch that was just at the National Coney Island that was in so much of a hurry she decided to nearly cause a pileup just because you weren't turning left fast enough for her?
I guess not. I guess she'd rather cause an accident. Oh, well.
Yeah, well, if she didn't get one today, which she's lucky she didn't, she'll definitely get one later, and hopefully it'll be with more bitches like her. I haven't had a good rant in a while,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, off to the event, and
we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Def Leppard sucks!